False tax returns. We have many letters from wives who tell us that their husband files false income tax returns, and she refuses to sign it with him, making him very angry. The wife sticks to her guns and takes the higher ground. When we question her and get the details, in most cases the wife is upset because her husband did not report a little cash money that he made cutting grass or fixing several automobiles for friends and neighbors. We have never had a woman write whose husband was committing major fraud. It has been petty things that stick in her craw. She gives careful attention to every detail and reminds him of the few things that he conveniently forgot to mention when declaring his income for the year. This puts great stress on the marriage. The husband senses that there is more to this than her religious convictions. He feels that she is using this opportunity to reject him, to take the reins in her own hands, and he resents it far more than any loss of revenue. In most cases, we are dealing with a man who would never steal. When he reads the Bible, the passage about taxes that stand out to him is the statement Jesus made when the tax collector came looking for him and his disciples. Jesus said in regard to taxes, "Then are the children free." Matthew 18:26. That is, they are free from paying taxes to a government that is not representative. However, for testimony's sake, he paid the taxes. Many men feel no moral obligation to stimulate their memories when it comes time to voluntarily contributing to a tax system that is illegal thievery. They do not feel any duty before God to contribute money to support abortions, the homosexual agenda in public schools, family planning programs, the distribution of condoms to children, needles to dope addicts, support of the so-called arts, and so-called public radio with its socialist agenda. We are not advocating this position or justifying any dishonesty, but it helps a wife to understand a man's perspective. God does not appoint a wife to be her husband's conscience. A wife has no right to make judgments concerning the way he interprets his compliance. However, she does have a duty to her own conscience. If she is required to sign her name to a document that declares, "This is how much we made in income and not a penny more," then she has a duty to God and herself to tell the truth as she knows it. Furthermore, when you sign a tax form, you do so on penalty of perjury. Yet, from reading thousands of letters on this subject, we have come to the conclusion that IRS issues seem to be a convenient way for a wife to be her husband's conscience and still maintain her feeling of being a virtuous woman. She will have her day in court in front of the Supreme Judge, who will judge the true intents of her heart. As a Christian, you have a desire and a duty to be honest in all things, but you must honor your husband as you do so. So, if you cannot sign your name to a document that would make you a liar, you must refuse to do so with grace and humility. There may be other ways to deal with it. Perhaps you could file separate tax returns, whereby you would not be required to sign his returns, and then you wouldn't be involved in how he conducts his business.